Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for economic sanctions against Turkey 4 days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turkey-Syrian border. Putin signed a decree today ordering the sanctions that will restrict imports of some Turkish products, prohibit extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and impact Turkish company operations in Russia. The decree also calls for ending charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism companies to stop selling vacation packages that include any time or a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of a Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. Turkish police fired gas and water cannon to disperse more than 1,000 protesters in Istanbul today, demonstrating after unknown attackers killed a leading Kurdish lawyer in southeastern Turkey. Witnesses say the assailants opened fire on Tahir Elci and other activists as they gave a press statement to a gathering in the mainly Kurdish province of Diyarbakir. The shooting also triggered a firefight between Kurdish rebels and security forces. It's not immediately clear whether LG or the police were targets of the attack. LG was chairman of the Diyarbakir Bar Association and was arrested last month for saying the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party was not a terrorist organization. The United Nations is condemning in the strongest terms a rocket attack on a UN base in northern Mali, which killed two UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured at least 20 others. The UN Security Council called on the government of Mali to conduct a quick but thorough investigation into today's attack. A senior member of the Al-Qaeda-linked group Ansar Dine has taken responsibility for the violence. This is VOA News. Pope Francis continued the second day of his Uganda trip by visiting the country's holiest shrine, where he celebrated Mass for an estimated 300,000 people, urging them to honor the legacy of the martyrs in their daily lives. From Kampala, Jim Craig reports.
After visiting the martyr's shrine in Namugongo Saturday, where 45 19th-century martyrs were tortured and burned alive rather than renounce their faith, Pope Francis urged Ugandans to pay tribute to their sacrifice by serving as missionaries at home by taking care of the elderly, the poor, and the abandoned.
Non si appropria di questa eredità con un ricordo di circostanza o conservandola in un museo.
He says their legacy is not served occasionally, but the faithful honor them, carrying on their witness to Christ in our homes, neighborhoods, workplaces, and civil society. The pontiff then traveled to a rally at an unused airstrip in Kampala to receive an enthusiastic welcome from about 150,000 young people. Pope Francis is scheduled to leave for the Central African Republic Sunday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
The Islamic State-linked group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in northern Nigeria on Friday that killed at least 22 Shiite pilgrims. The blast near the city of Kano came just 2 days after two female bombers blew themselves up at a local mobile telephone market, killing at least 14 and wounding more than 100 others. A statement posted today on Twitter referred to the blast as a martyrdom-seeking operation and vowed more violence to come in northeastern Nigeria, nearby northern Cameroon, Chad, and Niger. The Independent Institute for Economics and Peace, in its most recent report on global terrorism, says Boko Haram became the deadliest terror group in the world in 2014. Egypt says there's a 90% chance that hidden chambers will be found within King Tutankhamun's tomb, and they are going to take that chance. Based on preliminary results of a new exploration of the 3,300-year-old mausoleum, researchers say the discovery could shine new light on one of ancient Egypt's most turbulent times. And the prominent researcher is theorizing the remains of Queen Nefertiti might be inside. British Egyptologist Nicholas Reeves.
My close examination of these scans highlighted the apparent presence of closed doorways. On the west wall, potentially leading to an additional Tutankhamun period storeroom, and that on the north to a corridor continuation of the tomb, labeled Y. The proposal I put forward was that the burial of Tutankhamun was actually a tomb within a tomb.
And oh, what wonders they may find when they open it up. They are hoping for the inner chamber of Queen Nefertiti's tomb. The theory is that King Tut, who died at age 19, was rushed into an outer chamber, originally intended for the queen. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.